anytime we can talk about high school football, and especially, you know, a big matchup like this to get the season started. Both your teams, I think, I know, I saw you were ranked 3, and I think Spanish Fort in 6A is ranked 3 or 4. Why do you start out with a game like this? How significant is it to your program?
Well, anytime you play a program like Spanish Fort, winning tradition over there, we just want to try to play the best and try to put our kids in a good situation to, see where we are. You got to play the best to be the best. So playing a game like that, we'll be able to see who we are and learn from that football game.
So is this series going to continue for a few years now?
Well, I mean, as long as I'm here, I would love to play Spanish Fort every year. It just depends on Coach Al Blackman if he want to continue to play.
So tell me about your team. Do you have a lot of returnees from last year?
Well, we lost 7-7. Seven on offense, 7 on defense. But we had a lot of guys that actually played last year. I played a little bit last year, but we lost a lot of starters. Biggest thing is we just got to play to get some experience. We got some skill guys that I'm happy with, that they showed a lot of progress this summer. So, we got some skill, and, we working to get better on the offensive line, defensive line. But, we'll see, come Friday night.
Ernest Till, Coach at McGill, our guest here on WNSP. I want to go back to the Spanish Fort matchup, Coach. This will be the fourth straight year you guys are facing them. You won the first 3. As big as a game as this is, especially for this area, are you concerned that the kids, I don't want to say take the game for granted, but might be overly confident going into a game in which they've beaten their opponent 3 straight times?
Well, I mean, I hope not. They know, I have explained, the coaches have explained to them about the history of, Spanish Fort, and, their winning tradition. And, but you're dealing with, 15, 16, 17, of course, they might have that mindset, but as coaches, we try not to take that out of their head, but, they have to play. I mean, the bottom line, they got to show up to play, because if not, Spanish Fort could, they could beat them.
Last year I remember you were shuffling quarterbacks in and out. Who has won the job, and tell us about who's going to be the starting signal caller for you?
Right now it'd be Spencer Arsenault. He's doing a good job for us. He came in last year, when Shelton got hurt, and started 4 ball games, went 3-1. He had a great summer. He loves the game, and he knows the offense very well. And bottom line, it's the difference going into the season, starting and coming in and getting thrown in the fire when you have to. We're looking for Spencer to have a good year, but, he has a long way to go. But, we're happy with the progress that he's shown so far.
So, Coach, I got to ask you, there was some stuff going around social media. I think you and the team were probably doing some team unity stuff. I don't know if there was some sort of leap of faith there that you took part in. You want to tell everybody how that ended up for you?
Well, my first year here at McGill, we took that trip, senior retreat trip, and I did it my first year here, and we won the state championship. So I got in my mind, I was like, well, let's see, can I do this again, and see can we make this twice. And the kids, one of the kids actually went up there and missed the bar, and I told him if he was an offensive lineman, if he touched the bar, I would go after him, and he actually touched the bar, and I climbed up that pole and jumped out and actually grabbed the bar, but, slipped out of my hands. But it was fun.
Ernest, we really appreciate you joining us. I do want to ask you one quick question. Are you going to be at Dreamland Barbecue Fridays?
Probably so.
Good, because we're gonna be there with you to greet you. We're going to be, again, resuming that show we did last year, the Friday Football Preview. Joe Gottfried and Randy Patrick are going to join me, and Margo, and we'll be in the same room as you are. All right?
We're good. I'll be glad to see y'all.